Now this movement has had a lot of attacks from the oppressors who started this war and from the hack press and the bot media. And our next speaker has had more abuse than anyone else, particularly from the burger-eating bullshit monkeys of the Sun newspaper. He can bear those attacks as a mark of pride. But before asking him to speak to you, I want to ask you, is it right to describe Tony Blair and George Bush as wolves? Is it right to say that British troops should not follow illegal orders? And if our next speaker is prosecuted for incitement to disaffection, put your hand up if you are prepared to stand in court with him. Please welcome George Galloway.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Brothers and sisters, comrades and friends, Assalamu alaikum, peace be with you. Let me say that we're not going to take any lectures on patriotism from Rupert Murdoch. A man who's been a patriot of three different countries in 15 years. And we won't be silenced by the gutter snipes of the Murdoch press, whether they're in the sewer with the Sun and the News of the World, or just in the gutter with the Times and the Sunday Times. And I'll tell you this, we won't be silenced by the Labour Party leadership either. Mr. Blair, according to the newspapers, intends to try and throw me out of the House of Commons. It seems he wants free speech in Baghdad, but not in the British Parliament. Well, I hope that every single person here will write to Tony Blair at 10 Downing Street and tell him that you will not accept any moves to silence Sam Dalyell or me in the British Parliament. And I want you to promise me now, promise me that you'll write that letter on Monday to Tony Blair. Yes. Now Andrew, just for a few hours on Wednesday, the gloating courts celebrated what they call the victory on Wednesday. But how pyrrhic a victory it seems now. As Iraq slides down the slope into the gates of the inferno, are you proud of yourself, Tony Blair, for what you've done to the people of Iraq? Because I tell you, every single one of the thousands, yes, thousands of dead Iraqis, every single one of the tens of thousands of maimed and wounded and mutilated Iraqis, every single burning building, every single looted museum will be on your conscience for the rest of your life. And the blood of the Iraqi people is a stain on the hands of the British government, which will not out. And all the perfumes of Arabia will not extinguish that stain, which will follow this government to its grave and beyond its grave into the history books of this country. And I'm looking out now at a poster of that little boy, Ali, lying on his hospital bed, scorched and limbless. And I'm asking the British government, is this what you meant by disarming Iraq? Cutting the limbs of its children with your high velocity weapons. And as we see this looting going on all over Iraq, let's not forget that the biggest looters are still to come. The biggest looters will wear not the rags of the poor or the slums of Baghdad, but the pinstripe suits of Wall Street and the City of London, for whom this war is being fought. The pinstripe suits who've already decided that the new currency of Iraq will be the American dollar. Who've already decided that Iraq's oil will be privatized and parceled out to the thieves of Exxon and Esso and Shell and BP. And the people who are handing out multi-billion dollar contracts to rebuild an Iraq they haven't even finished destroying yet. But be under no illusion. This is not, as Mr. Churchill might have said, the beginning of the end. This is just the end of the beginning. Just as the Afghan people are resisting foreign occupation, just as the Palestinian people are resisting foreign occupation, so the Iraqi people will resist and resist and resist any American and British occupation of their country. And we are the British resistance, Mr. Blair, and we are not going to go away. Thank you very much.